Tickets and the Truth by Olivia Meikle, based on a true story. Honesty should start with me in all I say and all I do. Children's Songbook, page 149. Molly held 5 tickets in her hand as she walked to school. Every Monday, Mom gave her tickets to buy milk at lunch. But lately, Molly had lost her tickets before lunchtime. Today, Molly was determined not to lose her tickets. When she got to school, she carefully put the tickets in her pocket before playing on the slide. When the bell rang, Miss Martin came outside. The children began to give her their milk tickets for the week. Molly put her hand in her pocket, but the tickets were gone. Molly's heart sank. She knew Mom would be disappointed. Molly panicked as she moved closer to Miss Martin. She decided to make up a story so she wouldn't get in trouble. She said to her teacher,
"A boy took my tickets."
Miss Martin looked surprised.
"Which boy, Molly?"
she asked. Molly's eyes searched the playground and found an older boy kicking a ball. She pointed at him.
"That boy, he took my milk tickets."
Miss Martin told Molly to go to the classroom while she talked to the boy. Molly felt awful. She hadn't meant to get the boy in trouble. All Molly could do all morning was worry. But she knew if she told the truth, she would be in trouble for lying. As Molly was going to recess, the principal stopped her and asked her to come to his office. "Oh no," she thought, "he knows I lied and I'm going to be in trouble." But the principal talked to her nicely and asked her to tell him what happened that morning. Molly said the boy had taken her milk tickets.
"Are you sure that is what happened, Molly?"
the principal asked. She nodded. The principal told her she could go to recess. As Molly left the office, she saw the boy sitting in the hall. He looked like he had been crying. Molly knew how much trouble she was causing, but she was too scared to tell the truth. After school, Molly walked home slowly, feeling worse with every step. When she got home, Mom said,
"Molly, the principal called."
Molly couldn't stand it anymore. She started to cry, and she told Mom the whole story.
"Molly, this is a very bad thing you've done. Do you understand that?"
"Yes."
Molly really did understand.
"What do you think you should do?"
Molly knew she had to tell the truth. But what if the principal got angry? What if Miss Martin didn't like her anymore? Molly didn't know if she had enough courage. But then she thought about the boy she had gotten in trouble, and she knew she had to be brave.
"I want to go back to school,"
she told Mom. Mom held Molly's hand as they walked back to school. The principal listened carefully.
"Molly, I'm disappointed in you, but I'm glad you decided to tell me the truth. I know it wasn't easy."
While they were walking home together, Mom said,
"Molly, I am proud of you for telling the truth. But what else do you think you need to do to make this right?"
"I need to apologize to that boy."
"Right. I can drive you over to his house tonight."
Molly's heart got a little lighter.
"Mom, do you think we should make him some cookies, too?"
Mom hugged her.
"I think that's a wonderful idea."
Sidebar.
You and I bear the responsibility to become people of integrity and honesty. People who are true and trustworthy when no one is watching and when no one else is around. Elder David A. Bednar of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles.
End of the story. Tickets and the Truth by Olivia Meikle.